Welcome to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. As Election Day nears, advocates continue to lobby for and against a ballot measure that would limit how much Ohio could pay for prescription drugs. After months of political ads on both sides, some voters are confused about how the passage of Issue 2 could affect them. For details about the proposal, we spoke with the Ohio Public Radio's State House News Bureau's Andy Chow. Chow says if passed, Issue 2 would tie the cost of prescription drugs purchased by state agencies to the price paid by the VA.
The proponents of this issue say that they want the state to get that same discount for the medications that they buy through their programs.
Perhaps somewhat ironically, Veterans Affairs are not behind this.
Yeah, because the whole deal here is, will forcing the state to buy drugs at a discounted price, is that actually going to lead to lower drug prices? So you got to take, for example, one thing is Medicaid. Medicaid already buys drugs at some type of discount, and they already negotiate with drug companies what kind of discount that'll be. So forcing the state to have a discount in place already, former Medicaid directors in the state says that that'll handicap their negotiations and take away some of their leverage in their negotiations to say that, well, they already have to buy at a certain discounted price. The other side of this is also, if the state is buying drugs at a discounted price, opponents of this issue say that'll force the drug companies to raise the prices of their drugs for people who get their health care coverage from something other than a state program. So if you're getting health insurance through private insurance, if you're getting it through your employer, opponents of this say that the prices you pay for your drugs are going to go up because of the discounted price on the state side, because of the discounted price that's created through Issue 2. Now, again, as we see with any sort of political issue, even though the side that opposes this issue says that it'll send up the prices of drugs, the people who are for this issue say that that is not going to happen, that if you vote yes on Issue 2, then it'll force the state to buy drugs at a lower cost, and then that drug company will still offer drugs at a lower cost for other programs as well.
Is there a state version of the Congressional Budget Office that has weighed in on this?
Yep. So there is a state agency that has weighed in on this. It's the Office of Budget and Management. This is the office that takes a look at all sorts of budget issues and helps the governor and the legislature figure out their budget as well. And they said there's no way of knowing whether this issue is going to help lower drug costs or not. I think the thing is that there's just no way of knowing because we don't know how the market will work. We don't know how those negotiations will go. And so it's hard to say if the people who are for this issue, the yes on Issue 2 people, there's no way of knowing if their claim that this can save the state and the save taxpayers $400 million, there's no way of knowing if that's actually going to happen.
Can you give us an idea of or a summary of who is behind this issue urging voters to vote yes?
That is a tougher question because, so yes, there is this group, the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, based out of California. Their founder, Michael Weinstein, he's the one who tried to get this passed in California. It did not pass in California. They are now here in Ohio trying to pass it. They say that they are against big drug companies that inflate their prices, that they say gouge people's pocketbooks with these high-priced drugs. They say that they are here to bring the cost of drugs down. That's the side that's for Issue 2. Now, the side against Issue 2, it's a group called the Ohioans Against the Deceptive Prescription Ballot Issue. Now, what we do know is that is well-funded by the pharmaceutical industry, by the pharma lobbying group. What we don't know is exactly which drug companies are throwing in the big bucks because of some pass-through entities and through an LLC, we're not able to find out and pinpoint exactly which drug companies are putting out the big money. But I think it's fair to say that it is from a lot of the bigger drug companies who don't want to see this issue pass in Ohio.
Andy Chow with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for your time today and some clarity on this issue.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You can find more news on our website at WISO.org. For NPR One, I'm Jerry Kenney.